It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I'm John Flavin. Today I'm going to give you a different slant on Columbus Day. Yes, as the result of the rejiggering of a number of holidays, Columbus Day has taken somewhat of a back seat on the holiday list. It remains a formal holiday for the governments and the banks, but is not generally recognized in the private sector. This is somewhat regrettable, as Christopher Columbus was only the first of a long string of Italians who made substantial contributions to the world and to this country in particular. I was recently cautioned by an Italian friend of mine that I could not do a show on Italians since my ancestors came from Ireland. For purposes of this show, I have therefore changed my last name to Flavini, for today is the day we are all Italians. I want to share with you some information I have gained regarding the Italian culture, and then end the show with a humorous look at why Christopher Columbus is my personal hero. I do need to point out that much of my research on this subject comes from the website ItalianLegacy.com. But I am curious about one thing. Why do Italians, and frankly all of Europeans, do that double kiss thing? You know, one cheek and then the other. Back in the days of Machiavelli, I figured the double hug was a way of checking for weapons, like early TSA. Nowadays, I suspect women are checking for signs of facelifts. If you know the real answer, let me know. Okay, back to serious stuff. Why is Italian culture so influential? I think it's because the Italian peninsula sits squarely in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea. Its peoples have been center stage for the drama that is European history, and consequently have often played a pivotal role. From the classical Greek period through the Roman Empire and the Renaissance, and continuing into the 21st century, Italians have made major contributions to every human endeavor. The Italians have never been people to rest on their laurels. Their inquisitive natures and restless minds compel them to invent, create, and explore. Someone once joked that Italians are forever chasing perfection. That may well be the case, but the end result is that in so many ways the world is a better place. Italian immigration is not a recent phenomenon. Throughout recorded history, Italians have traveled to every corner of the earth. There are people of Italian descent in most countries, many of whom have never seen Italy. But, in some way or another, they often retain traits that are quintessentially Italian, whether it be an independent spirit, an artistic flair, or a tendency to dramatize everyday events. A recent survey identified the following as the top seven contributions of Italy to the world. Tied as the sixth top contribution, ice cream and fast cars. I could almost stop here. As number five, the telephone. Yes, we all thought it was Alexander Graham Bell, but in 2002, no less an august body than the U.S. Congress recognized an impoverished Italian immigrant, Antonio Meucci, as the inventor of the telephone. As the number four top contribution of Italy to the world, the piano, violin, and cello together. Number three, classical music. Number two, Italian food, pasta, risotto. I'm starting to get hungry here. And the number one contribution of Italy to the world, painting and sculpture. Da Vinci, Michelangelo, Botticelli, and the list goes on. Now, for the reason Christopher Columbus is my personal hero. He was a man instructed by a woman to go out and get some spices. He gets totally lost, so lost, in fact, that the kids are thinking of throwing him off the boat. but somehow manages to turn the whole thing around, returns to the woman with literally the keys to open a huge vault of precious metals and other resources, and also brings with him the ultimate health food, tobacco. I wish some of my shopping trips would turn out so well. So on this Columbus Day, hug an Italian. While you're at it, hug a fireman too. The other night, a local fireman compared how positive people felt towards firemen in 2001 after the horror of September 11th. He compared that to the general feeling today that firemen are overpaid and overpensioned. His words struck home to me. I personally have gotten lost in the numbers and have forgotten the individuals. I do have questions about the wisdom of the pending annexation, but absolutely none about the quality and courage of the individual men and women who serve us so well. So please, show your appreciation to our firefighters and our police in any way you can. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.